Never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden, exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No. Because I'm going to get him.
And welcome, folks. Here we are. It is another episode of the Hagman Hagman Report. We're coming to you live. That's right, live. Check it. Right here from our radio and television studios located in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania, broadcasting live every weeknight, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Compliments of the Global Star Radio Network. And we also simulcast on BTR. You can watch us live in my archive, of course, on our YouTube channel. Now, we're dark on YouTube tonight. I shouldn't say dark, just not... We're just not on camera. That doesn't mean there's nothing there, because there is.
No, we're still in our pajamas from the travel yesterday.
I'm wiped out from that, man. I'm
having a great time, folks. For those of you who know, we went to Indianapolis with Pastor Paul Begley to film a few TV shows, The Coming Apocalypse, which will be airing a week from Friday on DirecTV channel 367, as well as other channels you can check on his website.
Orlando channels and somewhere else.
But we did two recordings and got a chance to meet Pastor Paul Begley for the first time. We had dinner with him on Wednesday evening. It was just a fantastic meeting that was very fruitful. We got to have an in-studio audience at the two tapings. And the people there were wonderful.
Wonderful people there.
And we had a lot of fun. And we came home yesterday and got home in the evening. And
maybe about 80 mile an hour average road speed.
Yeah.
It was,
construction 98.7% of the way.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. But no, we want to thank everyone who did show up to Indianapolis, the studio, and I just want to say thank you. God love every one of you. I mean, it's just, and Pastor Paul Begley and Heidi Begley are fine people, and their hospitality, generosity to us was just unprecedented. So, anyway, folks, we've got two separate websites, HagmanandHagman.com, show information, HagmanReport.com, show prep. Our guest tonight, that's right. Dr. Ted Brower from healthmasters.com. You know him affectionately as Dr. Ted. In fact, in Indianapolis, I had someone come up and said, you know, Ted is my favorite guest. Sometimes you got to tell him to talk slower, but he's my favorite guest. So Dr. Ted Brower has a fan in Indianapolis, or actually there were people from five states. In the studio audience. So, anyway.
Yeah.
So, tonight, healthmasters.com, Dr. Ted Brower. Ted, welcome to the program today.
Yeah, Doug, Joe, my pleasure to be with you today. I know how it feels to travel. You know, I was on the seminar circuit with President Bush and Schwarzkopf and Colin Powell and all those guys back in the 90s. And sometimes you just come home and you're just completely exhausted. Sometimes you'd have two scheduled seminars back to back, two per week per back. So, you'd have like, you'd be gone for like 10, 12, 14 days in hotel rooms. Just it was fun, it really was, but then after a few years of that, it became very, very taxing physically and mentally. So yes, especially when you drive, we used to drive the RV you know, to all these different seminars and do radio and TV on the way. So it was a lot of fun. Now, of course, that's before Clinton deregulated the radio and TV industry, and we could actually get on as an independent guest on so many of the broadcast networks, and that door has been completely slammed shut now. So I know how you feel, guys. I've done many of those. Oh, we only got 8 more hours to get there. Let's drive all night. I've done it before myself.
Well, see, Ted, I mean, the junior over here, you know, he can bounce back a heck of a lot better than I can. I'm still, like, just, you know, car lagged, I suppose, but vehicle lagged. But having said that, I do want to make an announcement. I did stop. How can I put this? Polaris. Yeah, the Polaris Center. Near the Polaris Center in Ohio. Thank you so much to the individual who gave me that item.
Is that what we did on the way?
Yes, yes, okay. Yes.
Yeah. So you finally figured it out?
Well, no. Yes. Okay. Yes, but thank you so much for that item, and we will be getting a lot of information from that item. And that's all I'm going to say, just to confirm that I was able to match the key with the item. How's that for some cloak and dagger stuff? Okay, so Ted, I got to ask you. Rumor has it. Now, listen, I hear things, and as my understanding, you went to the doctor's office today, and something happened. That in fact, I don't know if the CNN news crew went out there. Do tell.
Well, this is a hilarious story. This morning, I've been prepping for the show today for my 3 o'clock show here on Global Star, and then we had your show tonight, so it's been a big day of show prep. And plus, we had some guys laying some sod next door at Austin's house, and so it's been a really busy, busy day. So I was up this morning at 6 a.m. I was out with the workers at 6:40, you know, doing the sod stuff and showing them what to get done with Austin. And then I had to come in the house and have my protein shake, and then we prayed. And I told my wife, Sharon, I said, honey, we've got to run over to Dr. Robinson's office. He's my natural medical doctor that I use in Lakeland to get intravenous chelation done. And they do what's called rapid chelation, so it takes like 10 or 15 minutes, and you're in and out. And that's when they actually inject a EDTA compound into your body, and that basically dissolves the calcium plaquing in your body and also binds the heavy metals. So it's a great thing to do, especially if you're 60 years old. It helps to increase your memory, decrease plaquing, decrease risks of heart disease or heavy metal toxicity. So I told Sharon, so we gotta go. So we jump in the car, we drive over there, and the first thing I do, I forgot my transponders for the toll road. So now I'm having to stop like at every couple miles, paying tolls. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. I said, I can't believe people don't have transponders. Finally, I got so fed up with it. I thought I'm just going to start running tolls, which I did because I have my tag number anyhow, and they'll just send me a bill. And they usually don't even send a bill. They bill it to me. So I get to the doctor's office, right, Doug? And so I park out in the parking lot. Sharon's in there basically still wearing her pajamas. You know, and she goes, well, I'm not coming in dressed like this. And she goes, I'm going to sit in the car with the motor running. And I said, that's fine. So I turned around and I to get my shoes that were in the back seat because I was wearing socks. And it's like 20 miles to the doctor's office. And so all I did was look around. There were no shoes in the car. So here I am in socks with my wife at the doctor's office having to drive. Well, I would have to drive 40 miles round trip to go home to get my shoes. And I thought, this is nuts. So I parked up right by the door and said, just stay in the car, let the motor run. I'll be back in 15 minutes. So I walk into the doctor's office wearing nothing but socks and my clothes, of course. You guys are laughing already. And so I'm walking through the doctor's office, and of course I know these guys really well. And everybody's looking at me like, what are you doing, dude? It's like 8:30 in the morning. So I'm thinking, nobody's going to be in the chelation room. Nobody will be here this early in the morning. It's always empty in the afternoons. It'll be empty in the morning. I walk in the chelation room. There's like half a dozen people sitting in the chelation room. All the bright lights are on. So I walk in, and I said, everybody's kind of looking at me, and they see I have no shoes on. And so I started laughing. I said, guys, I left my shoes at the house. I wasn't driving 40 miles to go get them. Just pretend like I'm 10 years old. I forgot my shoes. I'm good. And so they're looking at me like they all start laughing, right? So I'm sitting in there, and the nurse comes in. I said, don't say anything about my shoes, and my socks are fine. And all of a sudden, some guy, there's a really nice guy. His name's Richard. He's sitting across from me. I met him this morning, and he looked at me, and I said to the nurse, you know, don't say anything about my socks. He looked at me, he goes, what's your name? And he goes, I said, Ted Broward. He goes, I listen to your talk show every day. So here I'm sitting in the doctor's office with a guy who listens to the talk show every day, who loves your show, by the way, records your show and listens to the archives of your show every single day, Doug. And he repairs boat motors. And so now here I am. Then on now everybody else wants to know why this shoeless man has his own talk show at the doctor's office sitting there with no shoes on. And it was hilarious. And so Richard is the guy's name I met today. He has a small engine repair. Well, it's actually a big boat motor repair shop. So I sat there for like 20 minutes talking to him. Had a blast. Then hopped up on my socks and trotted back to the doctor's office, went out to the car, and quickly took my shoes or my socks back to the house and made sure they got really scalded out with some disinfectants. And I thought to myself, how crazy is it, Doug, that we have all of these people listening to our shows all over the country, and I run into somebody at 8:30 in the morning. He says, the reason I'm at Dr. Robinson's office is because you talked about it on the radio show. So if you guys are ever in Central Florida, let me know if you need some engine repair work done on your boat. I'll get Richard to hook up with you. And if you ever want to go see Dr. Robinson, go see him too. He's a great guy. So that was my story this morning. That's how my morning started off. So I laughed all the way home with Sharon. So I thought you'd get a kick out of that. The shoeless Ted Brower, haven't shaved, nothing, running to Hagman, Brower, Hodges listeners at the doctor's office getting chelated.
Well, I got to ask, Ted, were you wearing big boy pants or
I should have been wearing pull-ups, Doug, doing something like that. I fussed at my kids so many times when they were little. I can't believe we brought you to church. I can't believe you forgot your shoes. Over and over again, we'd go end up going to a place to buy flip flops for them, for heaven's sakes. But I didn't have time to buy the flip flops. I don't like wearing those anyhow because they're too hard on my arches. So yeah, but I thought you guys get a kick out of that. So you guys, we got to talk about the Hagman show or the Brower show today with the shoeless guy sitting there in the doctor's office.
Well, of course. So you forgot the shoes, and the irony here is you forgot your shoes. However, with the treatments do help your memory. So I guess it was a treatment due, wasn't it?
Yes. It was just the irony, you know. So I got home, sure enough, the shoes were sitting on the countertop. But what it was, I'm so used to going out, loading up my car, putting my shoes in the back seat, going with Sharon and taking off, and we did it all like in 4 minutes.
Wait a second. Do you drive like in your socks? Is that what I'm hearing though?
I always drive barefoot. I have much better throttle control on the cars and pedal control with no shoes on.
I like driving barefoot too, or at least just taking my shoes off.
I don't know, man. Too much information, here.
Especially in long trips.
You ask me.
I know. But you do wear pants, though, right?
I do wear pants. Yeah, I do wear pants. But it was funny. But I got to meet a really nice patriot over there, so that it was well worth it. So I really enjoyed it. But I've got a lot of information tonight. They're not going to let us know what's in our food. I want to talk about some of the statistics behind that. Why Monsanto? We've talked about them so many times. What they're doing as far as promoting this incredibly unhealthy lifestyle. And I also want to talk about how they're deeply involved in the eugenics process and why Monsanto has been called the most evil corporation in the world. So I've got some interesting statistics and some quotes from a lot of different doctors around the country tonight on the dangers of GMO foods. I really want to talk about this tonight, Doug, because of what just happened and how this thing was passed again and how the Democratic Party used to be the party that wanted to have to be healthy. They were the ones that were pushing no vaccines out in California. They were pushing the hippie movement. They were pushing all this stuff, but they've been hijacked. And I did a show on Wednesday on the Democratic Party and how it's imploded. And I'll be replaying that show on Sunday night this week from 7 to 8 on my show here on Global Star. And so I went into detail on why the Democratic Party has completely destroyed itself. And what it basically boils down to is this. You can't, there's two types of people, basically. There's takers and there's givers. And a taker really can't be friends with a giver, and a giver really can't be friends with a taker, because what ends up happening is the taker will take everything and the giver will give everything until neither one of them have nothing left. And that's what's happened with the Democratic Party. It's a party of takers. And what they've done is they've, through Cloward and Piven now, they've taken and taken and taken and taken until the United States is hundreds of trillions of dollars in debt, nothing left to give, and now suddenly they're fighting over the scraps of what's left. Finally, the Democratic Party sees what's going on with the TPP, with the Bernie Sanders followers, the Bernie or bust people who got so adamant at this convention. They were shouting, just booing constantly. So finally they did a staged walkout and they had to pay people to come in and fill the seats. It was crazy. The Democratic Party has imploded. And the reason for that is sooner or later, the takers run out of stuff to take and the givers run out of stuff to give. And that's where the Democratic Party is now. But I go into a lot more detail with that on Wednesday. In fact, I've got a bunch of emails that said it's one of the best shows they've ever heard as far as laying out the entire picture. But that show will be Sunday night before Dave Hodges from 7 to 8. But let's
must
talk
listen to radio. Just want to say must listen to. So Global Star Radio. All right.
But I want to give you, we're going to do some statistics here real quick. I'm going to make it as entertaining as I possibly can. Then we're going to cover about how they're depopulating the planet with the same stuff I'm going to talk about right now. And I will slow down, since you've asked me already to start with the slowdown. And I just want people to understand, it's not that I try to talk fast. It's just that I just talk fast. And it's just what I've always done. So when I have to slow down, it's I'm actually trying to slow down. And I kind of like that. You'd think that if my memory and my brain's still working so good, I could remember my shoes. That's how we've already covered that story. People in Norway, Switzerland, Canada, the United Nations, the United Kingdom, France, and pretty much all other developed nations, all of them have longer life expectancies than we do in the United States, Doug. We right now have the highest infant death rate of any industrialized country. The leading cause of death on our children, ages 14 and under, other than accidents, is cancer. We're not living any longer despite all of the money we're spending on doctors and hospitals and drugs. In fact, senile dementia is through the roof. Adult onset diabetes is through the roof. And finally, we're starting to realize that a lot of the information that was turned in by the government and turned in through the research companies basically has been obfuscated or hidden or taken away from us. Several months ago, I did a show with you on Monsanto, and I pulled up the old archives from Monsanto where they listed like 10 or 15 of different types of cancers that were actually being caused by glyphosate. You guys can go back and listen to that show. And I'm not going to cover that again tonight, because that's just one thing with this nonspecific herbicide that is so bad. It's also known as Roundup, that you should never use. Now, the natural alternative to that is to use salt. We have, I buy bags of salt now that are used for water treatment systems, and I just put it out on my driveway and in the areas where I don't want weeds to grow, and it works as well as Roundup, and actually it's a little bit longer residual than Roundup does, and it doesn't poison the aquifer like you do when you use glyphosate or Roundup. You know, it's interesting. Most people don't realize that according to a study from Harvard Medical School, milk with a bovine growth hormone can actually cause as much damage to your health as smoking 4 packs of cigarettes a day. Think about that, Doug. Smoking 4 packs a day is certainly going to lead to early death in most cases, but many people don't even realize that there's certain types of milk with the bovine growth hormone can actually cause that much problem with your health and with your DNA and with causing cancer. Cigarettes, remember, they came really, I talked about this on the show a little bit today. Cigarettes became popular in the early 20th century between 1910 and 1920 because it was supposed to be cool to do that. And the negative effects of tobacco were not initially known. For decades, scientists told us that tobacco was safe. You remember that, Doug. Back in the 50s, you know, doctors were promoting cigarettes, and we had Joe Camel, and then we have to go back to the Tavistock programming. They knew this stuff was poisonous, but they were selling it to us back then. They used Joe Camel as a cartoon character to bring children into the fray of smoking cigarettes, and it started.
Yeah, why not?
What happened is they outlawed it. They banned it now back in the 60s when they found that it caused cancer. Back in 67, they finally came out and said it caused cancer, and they started banning all of these commercials like, you remember, you know, Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Everybody knows that one. Or I'd walk a mile for a Camel. And see, we haven't heard those jingles for the past 50 years, 40 years, but it doesn't make any difference. They were so burned indelibly into our mind by Bernays and Tavistock programming. And remember, Bernays was the sicko Sabbatean Satanist cousin of the sicko Sabbatean Satanist Freud. And they worked together to basically learn how to program the population of the planet using classical and operant conditioning. And we've talked about that in length about what happened. Well, we were told until 1967 that cigarettes were actually bad for us. In 1944, the American Cancer Society said that there was no definite evidence at all between smoking and lung cancer. All of these years, the tobacco industry publicly defended and denied that smoking caused cancer or that it was even addictive. I mean, crazy stuff like that. But the truth is, the big tobacco companies knew all along. We found it from their research. And they actually testified before Congress, if you remember when they were having the hearings, that nicotine was not addictive. Now, I'm talking top PhDs from top schools were saying that cigarette smoking was not addictive, nor was it harmful to your health, when they were trying to prevent the massive lawsuits and the backlash against the cigarette and tobacco industry. Well, they're still doing this type of marketing in the third world countries, getting children hooked on cigarettes. They're still doing all of that. It's been banned in the United States now, but they've done a lot of things a lot worse to us now. But remember, a lot of us thought the cigarettes were okay to smoke. When my mom started smoking cigarettes, she never thought they were bad, or she never would have done that. And then when she got addicted to it, she continued to smoke them until she died. It's just cigarettes are really hard to break. In fact, C. Everett Koop said that cigarette smoking was more difficult to stop than heroin addiction. Now, they've known that, and again, as part of the eugenics program as far as I'm concerned. But remember, Americans get sick a lot more often than the Europeans and people in other industrialized countries. And see, we've been suffering from chronic diseases since the early 1900s, such as heart disease, asthma, cancer, diabetes. All these rates have nearly doubled. Infant mortality, which we mentioned earlier, is one of the highest in the world. And so we have to ask ourselves, what's possibly happened to us in the last 100 years that's changed our health in our nation, and why has it gotten so bad since the 1990s? Well, back in the 90s, we started accepting genetically engineered crops into the USA. This is what I want to talk about tonight to start with, about this dark act with Monsanto that's been put back into place again. They can't label without using cell phones, and there's no real teeth in it as far as forcing these manufacturers to pay any fines in the event that they don't label stuff properly, as far as telling us that GMOs are in food. But what happened is they started... Go ahead.
No, if I can now, this is such a dark agenda, and right. And what they passed and what they have put into law has been done intentionally. You know, you go back to the Henry Kissinger Memorandum 200 from 1974, where he talks about depopulation through the removal of nutrients from food.
That's right.
And this is what GMOs are. And
that's
now
right.
That they have won in court a battle that says that they do not have to label what foods are genetically modified and are allowed to label genetically modified foods as natural, we are now in that time eating the foods which Henry Kissinger himself said would lead to our own demise.
You know, I met Kissinger one time at one seminar that we did. I believe it was in Philadelphia, but I'm not sure of the city, back in the 90s. He's a very small little guy. He's not very big, but there was something wrong with him. When I saw him, it just felt evil around him. That's a wicked, wicked man. And it's sad because you're absolutely right. I mean, he looks at soldiers as just beasts to be used. And I mean, I'm not going to get off on Kissinger.
His quote was, military men are nothing but dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy.
That's right. In addition to that, he said that basically the people in L.A., if it gets bad enough, will beg the government to bring in foreign troops or bring in the government troops to bring peace back to the country. Well, let's get back to this thing with Monsanto. Genetically engineered seeds are patentable. We know that. So these companies that produce these patentable seeds, they produce billions and billions and billions of dollars in sales. In fact, Monsanto has a 90% market of this particular patented seed thing that they're doing with all these different genetically modified seeds. Now, what's interesting about this is they put a terminator gene inside of these seeds. They did this on purpose, which means if you try to replant the seeds from the plants that you're growing, in other words, if you try to replant the corn from the corn, it won't grow. It doesn't self-replicate, because they did that on purpose, because they're forcing people in these developed countries and in the United States also to continue to buy their seeds and their products. A lot of people have gotten very, very rich by selling these modified crops, and the genetic modified crops have extremely dangerous side effects to our genetics. They actually cause a change in our DNA. Lipton talked about that. It's called epigenetics, and it actually kills people down the road. Within a couple of generations of doing the GMO foods, you know, rats have, you know, hair growing out of their mouth, and they can't reproduce, and they've got tumors all over their bodies. But the FDA knew all of this stuff. They knew this was going to happen. In fact, the FDA's own scientists, through internal memos, it's been shown now, Joe, that they agreed that GMOs could create unpredictable, unsafe, and hard-to-detect allergens, toxins, diseases, and nutritional problems. And then they started putting the bovine growth hormone into milk, which makes this cow think it's, you know, producing more and more and more milk, and you get the bovine growth hormone into your body. And we've talked about this, because they used to label it on the cartons that it was bovine growth hormone free, and then they came in and said, you're not going to let you do that anymore, because it's not fair, because there's no difference between these two types of milk. What happened, there was a show on, it was either Fox or CBS, the CBS station in Tampa turned into the Fox station back in the 90s. And I remember I did a show with them on Kathy Fountain's show, and we did the top 10 foods never to eat. And they had a 37% market share when I was on with her show. And I remember that's back when Monsanto was still selling aspartame. And they contacted the station after we were on, and they told them that I was not going to speak about aspartame again, or they would stop putting advertising money into that station, period. and I was also talking about diet sodas. And they said, no, he's not going to do that again. So when they brought me back on 6 months later, they basically told me that I could not mention aspartame again if we talked about the top 10 foods again. And they basically muzzled me. They sanctioned me. They censured me is what they did. And I said, okay, I won't do it. And so a little bit later, a couple of years later, they had a program called The Investigators, and they went into the bovine growth hormone at that same station. They did a big expose on this particular product and what it did. And what happens is Monsanto found out about it. They contacted them and told them they would not air the program, and it was pulled. They were not allowed to air the program, even though they were investigating the dangers of bovine growth hormone. And so these guys ended up filing a lawsuit against the station, and they ended up getting fired over this. I mean, it was a huge mess. You can watch it on YouTube. They have a whole documentary on what happened to this station in Tampa with bovine growth hormone and Monsanto. So I have been in this situation with these folks before, with them talking about this stuff personally. So it's been an interesting road to watch, to see how much power they've gotten and how they continue to just get bigger and bigger and bigger, and the people become worth less and less and less. But again, if you look at the interlocking corporate directorships of this giant corporation, the bankers are involved in this again. We've got these Rothschilds who are involved in a whole bunch of this stuff, and they basically control the planet, is who they are. You know, we could call it Planet Rothschild. Bovine growth hormone, homogenated milk, all of that stuff needs to be completely avoided. But folks don't realize this, though, Joe, that 80% of our immune system resides in our gut. And the immune system, if it doesn't recognize food, it can actually attack the food in your system, or you can get macromolecular absorption through leaky gut, and this stuff can get into your bloodstream, causing massive inflammatory reactions and allergies. And this is what's happened. We have celiac disease, Crohn's disease, intestinal infections, all of this stuff, gastroesophageal reflux, chronic constipation. All of this stuff has gone nuts now in the last 20 years since this product has been introduced into the food supply. Scientists have changed gene sequencing in the food that we eat, so now suddenly our body thinks it's some kind of poison and it doesn't want to digest it. Now when you throw glyphosate and on top of that, it just what it does to the gut is unbelievable. In fact, recent medical research shows that hidden inflammation, the kind of origination in your gut, can cause a lot of different types of chronic conditions like obesity, diabetes, constipation, dementia, disease, heart disease, depression, cancer, and even autism. Now, the autism link goes back more to the NAGLase. Somehow that's getting into our bodies also, and we're going to talk about that in just a little bit, and what it's doing as far as causing this massive rise of autism. But see, again, remember, the autism has gone up 600% since genetically modified foods have come into being. But remember, the autism has also gone up with the shot schedule and with the use of squalene and other adjuvants, which we'll talk about in just a minute with this. In fact, I can do that right now. I want to talk about that right now, so I don't want to forget this. What people don't realize, squalene is used as an adjuvant in the production of vaccines. Now, what that means is it makes the vaccine more potent as far as the immune response in the body. Squalene, this is the article I'm pulling this from right now. This is a HHS public access. It is ncbi.nlm.nih.gov. This is government stuff they put out, and they're talking about squalene, and the name of the article is The Immunological and Physical Effects of Oil Composition in Vaccine Adjuvant Emulsions. Now, the reason I just said, I'm saying all that, but I'm going to make it real simple, because here's what they're doing. They're using different types of oils in vaccines to make the vaccine work better, so they don't have to use as much of the actual vaccine itself. They're using an adjuvant to make the reaction in the body much more severe. Now, here's what it says. Squalene oil-based in-water emulsions have been used for years in some seasonal and pandemic influenza vaccines. However, concerns have been expressing regarding squalene source and potential biological activities. Little information is available on what happens from an immunological standpoint when you put squalene in the body. Now, here's what's interesting about this is oil and water emulsions are currently employed in vaccines, and they've been approved for human or clinical trials. Okay, what's crazy is who did this, but squalene is a shark liver product. It's injectable drug, nutritional supplementation formulations employ several different vegetable-derived oil. They're putting soybean oil, sesame seed oil, cottonseed oil and castor oil inside of vaccines. This is the government's own research. That's why I gave you the information on it. It says that now, nevertheless, all of this stuff is supposed to be safe, but some have alleged that the vaccine containing squalene was responsible for the induction of squalene antibodies in human recipients. I mean, duh, that has to happen. So this is what I'm telling you. They're injecting this into you. Shark liver oil, sesame seed oil, soybean oil is being pumped into you. It's not going through your digestive system. It's going directly in you. Now, a lot of people also believe they're using peanut oil, and some evidence seems to suggest that, over there, even though there are people that are denying that. So if the peanut oil is going into you that way, that would give you the reason why we have so many millions of children now that are allergic to peanuts. When I was a kid, guys, I mean, a lot of schools don't even allow you to bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to school anymore if you want to feed your kids something healthier than the school luncheon. And the reason for that is so many kids have peanut allergies. There's a reason that's happened. When I was a child in school back in the 50s and the 60s, they used to give us peanut butter sandwiches to eat for lunch. Nobody had peanut allergies. It was crazy. But something's happened, and I personally believe it's because of the immunizations and also because of all of this molecular change they've done to the food supply. Time magazine is called Inflammation, the Secret Killer. It says, quote, it destabilizes cholesterol deposits in the coronary arteries, leading to heart attacks and potentially even strokes. It chews up nerve cells in the brains of Alzheimer's victims. It even fosters the proliferation of abnormal cells and facilitates their transformation into cancer. In other words, chronic inflammation may be the engine that drives many of the most feared illnesses of the middle and old age. Inflammation happens for a reason. That's when a toxin gets into the body. For instance, if you inject this peanut allergen into your body, or this soy allergen into your body, or this shark liver oil into your body basically has an immune response that enhances the vaccine because of the immune response, but it also creates allergies for your body and becomes allergic to these types of products. After several studies have shown that genetically modified food is triggering that response, let me give you an example. Dr. Paul Bergara, one of the world's top biologists, has reviewed hundreds of journals. He's concluded that GM foods are largely responsible for the increase in serious diseases. And this goes on. This looks like I just keep reading you all of these people that have said this. And research from the Academy of Environmental Medicine states that several animal studies indicate serious health risks associated with GM genetically modified food consumption, including, listen to these, infertility, immune dysfunction, accelerated aging, dysfunction of cholesterol synthesis, insulin regulation, which will increase the risks of adult onset diabetes, protein formation, and the changes in the liver, kidney, spleen, and gastrointestinal system. They're literally changing our DNA by giving us this stuff and making people sicker and sicker and sicker. And the sad part about this is most people have no idea what this dark act entailed and what they were doing trying to hide all of the stuff they're doing. Farmers inject these RBST, this growth hormone, into the cows every 2 weeks to increase the hormone activity, which boosts milk production as much as 25%. Great for dairy products, you know, for the farmers, but it causes all kinds of problems with cancer in human bodies. That's why 27 countries of the European Union, Canada, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, and Canada have all banned the use of milk that contains RBST. The U.S. is the only developed nation that still allows this. I mean, this is some stuff that you guys have to know about. That's why you've got to be drinking organic milk. In fact, the milk was so bad for so many years you couldn't get decent organic milk. I used to tell people on my top 10 list of foods never to eat, I included dairy products in that list because of that. The FDA continues to say, in 1994, the FDA wrote and said that a regulation requiring that any food label describing the product as bovine growth hormone growth free must also include these words, that the FDA has determined that no significant difference has been shown between milk derived from RBST and non-RBST. That's why I said they required that you could no longer say it did not contain bovine growth hormone. One of the biggest government lies we've told, basically, guys, is that the food that they're feeding us by the FDA is safe. It's not. And that's why we push so hard to prevent Congress from passing that. Because what was happening with New Hampshire, their labeling laws were going to have to go throughout the entire United States, and they didn't want that to happen because the powers that be that run the money supply, the Bank of International Settlements, the Best Settlements, the Exchange Stability Fund, all of these guys, all goes back to the general, you know, central bankers, they didn't want to have to tell us they're poisoning us because they see us as animals anyhow. They figure what difference does it make if we're feeding the animals the poison? We want to reduce the population of the planet anyhow. So what's happened?
It's coming now. I mean, it's coming to a convergence now. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's right. So what's happened, Doug, Joe, you know, this product that we have that we're eating, this inorganic food, is poisoning all of us. Let me give you some more examples. Here's how they did this. They took bacteria and they inserted it into a gene of a bacteria, inserted the DNA of soy, and they created a new kind of soy that they could dose down with Roundup. They call it Roundup Ready Soy. You say, well, I don't eat soy products, so what's the big deal? Because, you know, you guys, we've talked about soy and how it feminizes men and causes hyperfeminization in women, and how it basically has massively increased these folks who have gender confusion because of soy. Well, you say, well, I don't eat soy. Well, wait a minute. It's in thousands of products that you never expect, because it's in vegetable oil. You're going to find it in salad dressing, soups, imitation meat products. The list goes on and on and on. So we have repeatedly linked soy to digestion problems, headaches, acne, eczema. The list just happens on and on and on. And a study from the U.S. National Academy of Sciences said that parts of the altered gene in soy directly live in our gut, causing massive problems in our systems. Even the babies are at risk, because soy is used in 25% of all baby formulas. And I've told you guys repeatedly that what happens is a male baby is left brain. You give a baby soy formula, his brain shifts back over to a right brain dominated hemisphere, because that brain then becomes feminized. And that's what we've seen. Remember, 90% of the sugar beets and 88% of the corn are also genetically modified. But here's what's interesting. This is my favorite one. Is, you know, corn. This is, and I've covered this before, but I'm going to do it again. High fructose corn syrups in almost everything. You got ketchup, granola bars, English muffins, everything. While soy has been genetically modified to withstand herbicides, corn has its own insecticide. It's a pesticide. The corn itself is a pesticide. When a bug or an insect eats it, it breaks open the stomach of that insect and kills the insects. It produces so much poison that it kills bugs, including honeybees. So it's supposed to kill the insects, but guys, it's a pesticide. It basically has pesticide growing in it. And what ends up happening is when these bugs eat it or try to pollinate it, they end up dying from it. I mean, it's nuts today, because now we know that this BT actually kills human kidney cells, from the Institute of Science and Society at a university in England. And it's no wonder that the genetically modified corn is already outlawed in Hungary, Austria, Germany, Greece, Luxembourg, and now Russia. But Americans continue to eat it. And see, we're even finding this type of poison in pregnant mothers, umbilical cords, everything, because we're poisoning our own grandchildren. They're getting chronic ear infections, coughs, runny noses, asthma, eczema, itchy skin, headaches. There's sleepiness, crankiness, they're sick. But soy protein is almost in every single food. The high fructose corn syrup, the pesticide, is in everything. It's almost on everything, including whole wheat bread. That's, again, explaining why we're having all these crazy things. So what we're doing, basically, they put us in a petri dish, Doug and Joe, and they're continuing to poison us with all of this crazy stuff. And sadly, the vast majority of the population of the planet, including Congress, apparently is unaware of this. In fact, Dr. Jacqueline Pungranic, head of the allergy department at the Children's Memorial Hospital in Chicago, says, I've been treating children in the field of immunology and allergies for 15 years, and in recent years, I've really seen the rates of food allergy skyrocket. More than half the children I care for have food allergies. And again, this has caused all these peanut allergies and all these other problems with these kids. Big corporations, lobbyists, and politicians will do anything to keep us in the dark. Why? Because of the huge amounts of money that are made. The genetically modified crop industry is monstrous. Monsanto controls 90% of that market, which has already made more than $116 billion in sales. That's why so many of the people who work for the FDA, it's called the revolving door policy of the Food and Drug Administration, they work for these very industries after they leave the FDA, after they've approved the use of their products into the American population, and that's how they're poisoning us. And scientists have urged the FDA to do long-term studies to guard against this, but the FDA has refused. And of course, we now know that, remember back in Genesis chapter 6, the fallen angels were doing all of this genetic tampering. We know that. And giants were running around and everything else. And the Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon the return of the Son of Man. That's what Jesus said. And what's interesting about this is now we're starting to see that we're going back to the same genetic nonsense, you know, with what was going on in Genesis chapter 6, and how all of these genetic anomalies that they talk about in the book of Enoch were occurring. And now we're starting to see all these crazy genetic anomalies and all these crazy sicknesses and diseases. This is all going right back to the fallen angel DNA from Genesis chapter 6, because we've got to get back to that to realize that Lucifer is the god of this world, and he's here to destroy this planet. That's what he's here for. He wants to turn everything upside down that God has made. And that's exactly what they're doing. In fact, one of Monsanto's own executives said when they were just always being scrutinized, Monsanto should not have to vouch the safety of biotech food. Our interest is only selling as much of it as possible. I mean, that's how they look at it. They don't care whether or not it's poisoning us. They want to sell as much as they can. A lot of these big companies, they fund most of the food research conferences, fellowships, researchers have huge researchers at universities have huge incentives to only say good things about GMO crops. In fact, some of these top scientists have actually said according to Doug Sherman of the Union of Concerned Scientists, multi-billion dollar agricultural corporations, including Monsanto and Syngenta that is now buying Monsanto, have often refused to provide independent scientists with their seeds because they have restrictive conditions that generally severely limit research options. I mean, this is nuts that this is actually going on. And he said that a University of California professor, Ignacio Chapela, says that it's very hard for us to publish in this field because the scientists are scared to talk about this stuff because they will have their careers completely and totally ruined. It's estimated that 70% of processed foods contain genetically modified organisms. I'm going to repeat that. That 70% of the food that we're eating in America has GMO involved in it. And that's why so many people are so sick. You know, back in the 90s, Doug, we talked about the top 10 foods never to eat on thousands and thousands of talk shows at all these seminars that I was doing. We talked about pork and shellfish and trans fats and aspartame and non-organic milk and alcohol and GMOs, and now it's including soy and fluoride and high fructose corn syrup and junk food. Guys, everything that I was telling everybody back in the 80s and 90s has all come to pass of what's happened to the health of our country. And sadly, it's all part of the global program of eugenics, which we've talked about in detail on your show before, so I don't want to get redundant on that, but I want to cover all of this. But again, there's no wonder that Monsanto is known as the most evil corporation in the world. I mean, this is the same company that brought us Agent Orange, DDT, aspartame, and it's the same company that said all of this was safe for humans. I mean, just Agent Orange, for example, has killed or maimed an estimated 400,000 people with over 500,000 birth defects. And scientific research has linked aspartame both to brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation, on and on and on. In the meantime, we're constantly told that these products are safe. What do you guys think about this? And I want to talk about some of the other stuff they're doing to reduce the population.
It's getting trickier, harder, more difficult to not or to be able to identify what is natural and what isn't. Okay, Ted, you stop at a roadside stand, for example, you know, local farmer. How in the world do you know whether...
You don't.
Okay.
Now, see, what we do is, you know, we have a health food store here in town, a small little health food store, right. And, you know, it's part of Health Masters, and we have people come in and buy stuff from us from the health food store because they know that everything that we get is certified organic from the manufacturer and from the grower. It comes in the grower's boxes to us, certified organic. So we know probably 99% that it's going to be a good product. When you go to big stores like Whole Foods, they'll tell you that most of the stuff they use in their cooking or their preparation or their baked goods is not organic. A lot of times on their salad bars and on their food bars, the food's not organic. They don't care. A lot of times you think you're buying organic food there when you go to the produce section and it's not organic. This is the big problem that Whole Foods ran into a few years ago when they were trying to be forced to label what was organic, what's not organic. They refuse to do it. They refuse to label what's GMO, not GMO. I personally, and I'm not telling you guys to boycott them, I'm not doing that, but I'm telling you I won't shop there anymore. They're one of the biggest problems that we have because everybody goes there. In fact, I mean, some people call a whole paycheck market. It's so stinking expensive, you think you're buying organic and you're not. That's why you've got to go to a small organic health food store that's not part of a big conglomerate, where they can show you the boxes if you ask them of where this product came from. That's the only way you can do it, Doug. And it could go, because you can pretty much guarantee you, if you're shopping at a roadside stand, it's not going to be organic unless they have it labeled organic. And now there are some roadside stands now that have organic produce and organic food, and they specialize in that. They're like a little niche market, like a boutique market. But the sad part about it is, guys, it's like you said, Doug, it's getting trickier and trickier and trickier. That's why we really did not need a revision of the DARC Act with this Monsanto, that the public does not have a right to know what they're feeding us. And again, they don't want us to know what they're feeding us, because this is the same Luciferian bunch that has destroyed the very moral fiber of the United States, which we'll talk about in the next few hours.
You know what, Ted, the other day, right after the passage of the Dark Act, I was reading that sewage site, which I have to look. I go through all these different sites just to get information, but Democratic Underground, which is one of the worst. I mean, you want to get your blood pressure pumped up, that's one place. But anyway, there were posters there saying, science knows better. It's science. Believe in science, not these man-made fairy tales that GMOs are bad for you.
That's right.
And my head exploded. Well, almost. But,
I had a worse reaction than that. I attempted, I have to admit, because I've got my own talk show now. We've got this huge audience, and I know I'm responsible to report on the news. And so last night, I turned Hillary on when she was talking. And Doug, it's like my spidey senses went off. I got that tingly thing all over my body, like, this woman can't stop lying. This woman is evil to the core. And I managed to get through about 30, 40, 50 seconds of it, and I became physically nauseous. And I said, I can't deal with this. I'm going to get sick. I can't listen to her. She grosses me out that bad. When Larry Nichols came out and said basically every 6 weeks that she returned to her witch's coven in California and that she was a full-blown witch, satanic witch, I couldn't deal with it anymore. I said, you know what? I can't even listen to her anymore. And they're grifters. Both her and Bill are both grifters. And all they're trying to do is take more and more and more from the, population. And Bill, personally, I think he has AIDS or some type of immune disorder. He looks absolutely awful. Hillary, she can't even control her head motions or movements, almost like she's epileptic or has some kind of brain damage. And
well,
I mean,
what was that, Ted? I mean,
she had like a spasm that she kind of tried to make like she was doing some kind of quirkiness.
It
looked
very Blair action there, man.
Yeah.
Well, since I could talk about it on y'all show or my show or Hodges show, I'll talk about it. I think she's demon possessed. I really do. And I mean, I talked to another girl about this. She said, well, maybe she's having epileptic seizures, so brain damage from the fall she had. And all that could be true, too. But I personally think she's demon possessed. I believe that we still have demon possession. I believe they've given themselves over to the dark side. We've talked about it multiple times on Hollywood and the Kabbalah and the red strings they work, because they go and they enter into these covenants with these demonic beings, and they basically say, I'm going to sacrifice whatever to you, like they do at Bohemian Grove, or they do in these witches' services that she was going to, and you're going to share with me the stuff and give me what I want and give me all of this power. See, guys, the problem is that what's happening is the Christian right has finally had enough of it. In German, the word is genug, which means we've had enough. That's the same word. And we've had genug of what's going on with the Republican Party, and now we're backing Trump. And Trump he's not a globalist, he's a nationalist. And I read an article today, some guy was criticizing a lot of the talk show hosts because, we were supporting Trump. And the truth is this, he was saying, well, here's the problem. We've got Mossad in the middle of all of this stuff. We've got, the letter to Manzini that Albert Pike wrote that basically said that the Third World War was going to be fomented between the Christian Zionists and basically the Muslims, and they're going to force a Third World War on us, and that's what these guys are doing, and they're using this whole Muslim terrorism thing that we created through ISIS to force a World War III. Well, I agree with all of that, okay? I understand that. I've read the same stuff. But here's the problem. They're intentionally bringing these people into the United States now and into Europe and into Germany with Merkel, who's the biggest traitor that Germany's ever had. And these people are basically raping and pillaging and killing people. Now, whether or not these are false flags, whether or not these guys are involved in it, and whether or not these are CIA operatives, it doesn't make any difference. There's a lot of militant Muslims that are reactionary that are coming into the United States. We've trained a lot of them here to fight in the Middle East. We're bringing a lot of them back, and you guys know this. And so they're setting us up for something big, probably for this whole little thing they're doing. So, yes, we've got a problem if we don't understand what's going on. But here's the only way, and here's why, and the guy was really, really criticizing us for supporting Trump. And here's what I said, and here's my reaction to all of that. We have, at this point, this juncture in the United States, a man who is not a politician, a man who is a billionaire, a man who basically has great kids, a man who says he's now born again, a man who is catering to the Christian right, a man who is pro-life, He's also pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment, pro-everything we want, you know, and we haven't had that since Ronald Reagan. We haven't. And we haven't had that before that since John F. Kennedy. And so we have, in our generation, very rarely had the opportunity to actually go after a candidate that has told us so many of the things that we want to hear that hasn't been silent and obfuscating with the facts. I mean, he straight called Hillary out, called the bankers out, called immunizations out. I mean, no one else has done that except for him. So, yes, I don't know if Trump's real 100%. I don't know that. None of us do. We'll know that. I'll tell you how we'll know if he's real after 4 or 5 years, if he makes it in office, he stays alive, if we stop getting sprayed with chemtrails. Then I'll know he's real. Okay? Until then, I won't believe any of it.
Would the president have a security clearance? Okay. In other words, my question is, I don't care if it's, well, Bush might be different because of Cheney, but, you know, Obama, would he have the security clearance to know that, hey, yeah, there's geoengineering going on, chemtrails?
Remember, I believe it was Eisenhower when he was told he couldn't go to Area 51. Remember that? And he was going to mobilize one of the armies to go in there. I think it was Eisenhower because they told me he could not. He was not allowed. Remember, Trump will be the commander in chief. See, the CIA, I watched the Bourne movie last night, the new Bourne movie, Doug. I highly recommend it to your listeners. Ted Brewer gives it like a 5-star. I love the movie because it talked about the CIA, the covert operative, how they just killed people at random, how they were trying to bug everybody's telephones and bug everybody's emails and bug everybody's everything, and how they were training operatives to go out and kill people at random. I mean, it was crazy. They did not show the government, the CIA, in a good light at all, which none of the Bourne shows have. So, I don't know, Doug, but I know this. When you're commander in chief, I know we've got the Exchange Stability Fund, which operates as a shadow government. I got all that. But if you're the president and commander in chief of the military, I mean, Obama just fired a bunch of military personnel. And I believe it was either, I think, I'm pretty sure it was Eisenhower, wasn't it? Or was it?
It was either Eisenhower or Truman.
Because remember, Truman was right at the end of the war, and then the OSS turned into the CIA. And then what happened is they opened up Area 51 after the Roswell incident, and they started doing all of these crazy testing things out there. And they told one of the presidents they did not have clearance to go there. And he said, I'm going to mobilize the army. By God, I'm going in there. And then they gave him the full briefing of what was going on. So I believe Trump has that ability to do that, because I don't believe that any black op site of the United States, from a constitutional standpoint, has the right not to show something to the president if the president decides to exercise the military option, Doug. What do you think?
Here's what I think. I think we ought to have you, me, and a couple of others go into the White House, presidents for a week, clean house.
That's right.
Kick some butt. And look, I'm serious. This is out of control, Ted. I mean, everything is out of control. And Trump, I think Trump is a great salesman. I believe that he knows what people are hungry for, and he's giving it. And I hope that he gets great Christian guidance. And I'm not talking about, Joel Osteen. I'm talking about the great Christian guidance, and I hope that God's going to use him regardless, right? I mean, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I know Joel Osteen. Okay, he's a friend of mine. I know everybody. I mean, they hosted us, and they had us fly out to meet him at his church out there when he preached our Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program. He's a great guy in person, and when you go to his church in person there in Houston, he has a huge, huge altar call in which it's all about Jesus Christ, repentance. You don't see that on TV. All you see is the rah-rah, hoopla, Norman Vincent Peale, Robert Shuler kind of stuff, and that's
but
not
that
really
attracts
who,
people.
But I know. So the thing about it is, guys, God does love you. He does. You know, but there are certain things he'd like to see you do. You know, grace is sufficient and it's free. Like Jesus Christ died for us for free. We didn't have to earn that. And the reality is that God wants you to be the best you can be while you're here. And when you're not, grace is sufficient for thee. But that doesn't mean we're not supposed to try and we're not supposed to live in sin. But we are supposed to repent and turn from the wicked ways.
Hold that thought, because we're up against the top of the hour. This from Nicholas C. to Dr. Ted Brewer. Shoes or not, Dr. Ted Brewer has soil. I like that. Thank you, Nicholas. Their shoes are not. And if you missed it, go back to the beginning of the program to hear the shoeless story of Ted Brower. Be right back.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.